Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
You go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? I'm excited to be here on this Sunday. Having a great weekend so far. Man, just crushing shit. For real, man. Honestly, man, just workouts going great. Business good. Content going good, man. You know, not having a lot of drama in my life. No, not too many trolls. But I still get a couple here and there. But, hey, man, you know. It is what it is. You know, if I tell the truth, you know, I got to go. Listen, I need you to do one thing. If it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering why you got to hit the like button for a ninja with a Lucky Charms green shirt on with the Washington Wizards red headphones that don't match. You need to hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest, most entertaining fitness podcast out. This fitness podcast has the most haters out as well. They try to get me kicked out of my gym, but that didn't work. They try to call me, they try to say I hate black women, but that didn't work. They try to say all types of things. They try to call me a coon, but that didn't work either. And we still here. Listen, if you're a returner, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. And shout out to everyone that's watching the episode after the live show. We call them the Playback Gang, AKA the PBG, the best PBG on YouTube. Shout out to y'all. And listen, man, before we get into these comments, I don't really have a rant today. But what I will say is, you know, with the holidays coming up, you're going to have a lot of distractions. You're going to have a lot of people trying to throw you off your game. You're going to have a lot of people negative towards your fitness goals. You're going to have a lot of people telling you to wait till January 1st. And I'm here to tell you, don't listen to none of that shit.
Nope.
Get started now. Don't wait till January 1st. because if you wait till then, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Let's get it now, right? That way, when the new year hits, you already got some momentum, and you could hit the new year strong, man. So with all that being said, let's get in these comments. We're going to have a fire episode today. Let's holler at the fam real quick, and let's get this thing going. Dom the Monko. Wicked Scorpion. Yes, I had a great workout today. Terlonius, welcome back to the show. Jay Sharp, hope y'all had a blessed Thanksgiving weekend. Hope all of y'all did. Astrid, what up? Machete, what up? SAG, what up? Seth, what up? Okay, we got a lot of people on today. G432, best DMV iron location. The Green Belt, that's the best location. Green Belt, bro. Green Belt is the best location. It's not even close. It's not even close. DMV iron, know they had to come to PG County, man. You can't be in a DMV. Number one, they're not even in the city. They're not in D.C. You got to be in the city or you got to be in PG County. You can't. If you call DMV, you got to be in PG County or D.C. It is what it is. Another topic for another day. But everybody have fun tonight. Mark Carter, what up? Jenny, what up? Indy and Dolly, what up? Tell Tune, I said he ain't supposed to show his belly button around other men. You got to chill on Tune, man.
Strike three, you're out.
Don't get kicked out early, man. But anyway, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Marsha, what up? Still recovering from the turkey neck and collard greens. First time for both. Oh, brother. Oh, God, Jenny. Jenny got that Black Thanksgiving.
Nope.
Jenny ain't used to that. She used to, what y'all do on Thanksgiving? Coleslaw? It's like, nah.
Nope.
That was racist. What y'all do on Thanksgiving, Jenny? I'm just playing. Anyway, let's get this episode started. We got plus size affirmations.
Oh, brother, and, this guy stinks!
You can probably guess what community this from. This is from. Yes, it's from the Keisha community. Let's check out plus size affirmations. And let's get this episode started, man.
I just want to say something really, really quick.
Uh-oh.
For whatever people may believe the beauty standards is...
Uh-oh.
Okay, baby. Being black, being a black woman, being
Lord.
Plus size, you know what I'm saying? We might not fit the standards for everybody, but my mom, listen
Where we going
to
with
me.
This? Where are we going?
Plus size or not, big girl or not, however you want to put it, you deserve a white picket fence, you deserve the husband, you deserve the peace, you deserve anything that you put your mind to, regardless of weight requirement.
Now this is
I'm not going to say
black
what
community.
Race, what people.
Now, I'm never going to sit here and say that if you're plus size, you deserve to have a shitty life. I'm never going to say something crazy like that. That's crazy. Some of y'all would say that. I'm not going to say that. But this type of rhetoric is going to lead women to stay big as hell. This type of message is going to have women stay mediocre, stay below average, not want to improve themselves. This is crazy. Oh, it's okay to stay fat. It's okay to continue to neglect your health. It's okay to continue to not exercise. This is what that does. A lot of people don't realize how damaging that is. They think it's uplifting bigger women, but it's not. Right? You're going to carry these health issues on into decades later. It's crazy.
Of what somebody feel that is supposed to be best for you. So with that being said, mamas, flirt, get your husband, have your boyfriends, do whatever it is you need to
have
do.
Your boyfriends.
Okay? Because some men enjoy a plus size woman. And what
Some men enjoy a plus size woman. Oh, a plus size woman. Are we going to look at the quality of men? Are we going to look at, does the man care about my health? Does a man want me to improve as the years go on? No. Just a man that's going to take me as I am, who can't get shit else. Who can't get what he really wants.
Nope.
That's who I'm going for.
They say, Mo pushing for the cushion.
Oh, brother. Okay. Oh, and then see, now you sexualizing yourself. You're going to stay big because of some sex myth. That the sex is better with big women. That's why you're going to continue to neglect your health. How dumb is that?
And confidence. You got to know that you pressure. You got to know that you about that. You got to know what it is for you, mama.
Well, the issue is a lot of them know that they can't fuck with the real baddies. I'm just being honest. A lot of them know that. That's why they come out with videos like this. How many videos of fit girls do you see come out? Yeah, you got to, you pressure girl. It don't happen.
Nope.
Because the way they get treated in real life is going to let them know that. And the type of guys approaching them is going to let them know that as well.
260, 270, 195 pounds, whatever.
260, 270, 195.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And these are the acceptable ways for women in the black community nowadays.
You know, black people.
No.
And they'll still tell you that these women are healthy. They'll still tell you that. We're going to talk about that later in the podcast. Ridiculous.
Don't think you have to limit yourself because you a plus size woman. You a big girl. Baby, no, you pressure. And pressure break pipes, mama.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Tell them. Coco said it, baby. Yeah.
Oh, you know she got, if you do this, if she does this, if a black woman does this, that means she's right. That means she's cooking, right?
Yeah. Don't let the gang get it fucked up, man. Yeah, because it's men out here that'll pick your ass up.
Oh, yeah.
You better know. You better know, okay? And I'm standing on it.
Yeah, yeah. Let them know. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause she big. Yeah. Let me tell you, all them bitches that tried to have me, try to play me in high school, talking about some old shit, a fat friend. No, bitch. I'm the friend. I'm that girl. I'm that girl, baby. Yeah. It ain't on me. It's in me, boo. Huh? Yeah.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
This is the shit I'm talking about right here, man. You listen to stuff like this, it's going to hold you back. And this shit going to catch up to you eventually, right? You can't continue to stuff your face, gorge yourself, be a glutton, eat unhealthy, drink whatever the fuck you want, not exercise, continue to accumulate visceral fat, and think everything is going to be okay. There's going to be a time where you're going to regret all of this shit, and you're really going to resent people in the gym. You really gonna hate people showing off their body. I'm telling you, I see it all the time, man. I see how women hate on my mom, right? And yeah, y'all, if those of you that seen my mom, you know my mom's super fit. I see how people hate on women that I train that are older in their 40s and 50s. I see this shit. Stop listening to this, man. You gotta have zero expectations for yourself to listen to some bullshit like that. Come on, man. Any woman that gets on camera and does this shit, it's clear. She wants some validation from social media because she doesn't feel confident about herself. This is straight loser behavior. You don't do this type of shit when you're winning in life, right? This is not the type of message you put out when you're winning in life. This is absolutely ridiculous, man. And social media has created communities for people like this to do the wrong shit, to be lazy, to not have any ambition, not have any purpose, go against the Bible. If you're a Christian, I know everybody ain't a Christian that's watching this show. Go against these things and people going to hype you up. People going to gas you up. Oh, yeah, girl, it's okay. You could be thick. All of this bullshit. Y'all keep believing that, though, man. Listen, we're going to keep getting fitter. We're going to keep getting better. Y'all can keep getting fatter. It is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it. Where we at, man? Let's get in these comments. Yeah, Jenny, that's crazy. Girl is out of breath. Yeah, as soon as she started the video, she... How you out of breath in the car?
Nope.
Out of breath talking. Oh, my God, y'all crazy. Why is she breathing so hard? I know she overweight. She the leader of the elephant committee. Of this committee? Settled in my 30s, and since moving to Charlotte, I never knew it was my favorite community. That's crazy. Is that car underwater? Because she sound like she running out of air. Pressure, high blood pressure. Another walking stereotype. Definitely doing black woman a service, acting ghetto. A disservice, acting ghetto. Man. Seeing that she's validating obesity, she should make sure she's validating sleep apnea, high blood pressure, diabetes, CHF, cancer, poor joints, loss of lean muscle mass, and also decreased mobility.
We do not care.
Go ahead. Y'all can have that shit. I don't care. Do y'all think? I was about to say, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
The delusion is serious with this girl. Shout out to moms. The problem is chicks of all sizes want a man who's a trick. It's not about a man who will treat you right. It's not just a man who will treat you right. It's a man who's going to trick to be with you. Whole nother topic for another day. You that girl who's going to be on my 600-pound life in 10 years. Resentment is hard when it hits. The noise she's making is just masking her bitterness related to her life choices. Absolutely. Big spider in the gym after a long week of big back and punishing endless banana pudding. Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
49ers beat the Browns. And no brag on ninjas wanting to clap cheeks, but then be crying when those Obamacare subsidies run out. Pressure burst pipes. It also breaks congressional budgets, too. Another topic for another day, man. Hey, don't listen to that bullshit. Ain't no, it's no more I got to say. We said everything. And I'm killing y'all on this episode already. All right, a lot of y'all, Seth will like this video, probably Spider-Mo. A lot of the guys will like this video. We got Kevin Samuels breaking down how the average weight of women have gone up in America. Ladies, I hate to pick on y'all, but it's real, right? This is, we talk about the men and the women on this show. It just so happens that the women do most of the bullshit when it comes to fitness.
Nope.
So it's gonna be more videos geared towards the women. But anyway, we got Kevin Samuels on this video. He's gonna talk about the average weight. Like I said, make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out, man, and let's keep this thing going.
Average American man in 1960 was 5'9¾, 5'10", and he weighed 165 pounds. The average American female at the same time was 5'4", 120 pounds.
Yep.
Fast forward 55 years later, the average American man was still 5'10", and his weight had ballooned up from 165 to a whopping 168. He gained three pounds in 55 years. Yet the average American woman went from 120 to 160.
Gained 40 pounds. 40 pounds. And it's even higher now. And you see, right? This is just my theory, right? As time goes on, these companies realize if they push the obese agenda with women, right? You look at food companies, you look at companies that sell things full of sugar, Coca-Cola, things of that nature, and people are getting fatter. And then there's a body positivity narrative. The obesity starts to become normalized. Hey, it's mostly with the women. You see why the weight skyrockets.
A 40-pound differential. There should roughly be a 40 to 45-pound differential between men and women. The average height of a black woman, average weight of a black woman in this country, 5'4", 187.
5'4", 187 pounds. Genetics, right?
80% of you are overweight, and you think because you have a nice snatched waist and a big ass, and you like where the fat landed.
If the fat lands in the right place, women will totally ignore their health and fitness. If that weight falls on that fat ass and they got some thick thighs, oh, I'm good. I'm still getting ninjas.
Nope.
I can pull a man easy.
Nope.
Okay.
It changes the way the body is set up. You're overweight for your height. Uh-huh. And bottom line, you weigh more than a man.
I don't weigh more than the man I date.
So again, deflection. I don't weigh more than the men I date. So she's probably dating some heavy ass men.
Nope.
Like, okay, I'm heavy. Let me just get a heavy ass man. That's the logic. Instead of, hey, let me improve myself. I am getting too big, right? And God only knows what she looked like on that phone saying some dumb shit like,
man,
that
was your height. You would weigh more than he does. You weigh more than the average American male. Wow. Who's 5'10". Did you not hear me say that the average man is 5'10", 168. You weigh more than the average man in this country.
And the average man in this country is in my DMs.
Average man.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
Average man in this country is in my DMs.
Nope.
Listen, bro. Ladies, is a fucking DM more important than your health?
Nope.
Is getting a damn cheeseburger more important than your health?
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Like, look at what y'all value. Look at what y'all glorify. Some men in your DMs. But y'all ain't worry about male validation. Y'all be quick to say y'all ain't worry about male validation. But y'all will be quick to justify that for being fat as hell. You don't need no man, but a man will keep you fat, sick, and unhealthy and on a path to less mobility. I know we all seen them aunties in the grocery store. They barely could walk. Ass fat, though. She was probably cold back in the day. She probably had all the ninjas back in the day. Now she walking with a limp, with a fat cellulite ass. I hate to say that about the ladies, but it's true. I see white women like that as well. All right? So yes, dudes will smash on you, but that doesn't make you healthier. Right? Dudes will smash on you, but that doesn't add anything to your future as far as your health and fitness. Ladies, have some higher standards for yourselves. This is ridiculous.
And in this country, and you can have all your defiant attitude and not like it and challenge the BMI and the racial disparity, whatever, whatever.
I'm not trying to hear that
Doesn't
shit.
Matter. You're overweight for your height.
I am, and I'm fine as hell.
Okay, well, oh, my good. God. Good. Oh, yeah. Knock it off.
Yeah, we're cooked. shout out to Kevin Samuels, bro. Shout out to Kevin Samuels for shining a light on that. I know a lot of people, you know, didn't really like him. You know, but he had a lot of real conversations, and this right here, you know, what was he doing this in 2021? This mindset has taken over even more, right? Because our women just continue to get bigger, and not just black women, American women just continue to get bigger, and it's just normalized now to the point where if you say, hey, I prefer a woman that's healthier, they're going to call you gay. They're going to say you don't like women. Or what they'll say is, I saw this on Twitter today. There's this video of a woman, quote unquote thick woman, black woman. And people say real men are scared to approach her.
Nope.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? They're scared to approach her. I mean, like, it just is the theories and the mindsets around it just continue to get worse. It's cooked out here, man. It's cooked. You're not a real man if you don't want that. Right? You don't like natural women. So natural, now, fuck natural, a woman not getting surgery. That's what natural used to mean. Now natural means a thick bottom heavy ass woman.
Nope.
That's what it means. It's a natural body. Get the fuck out of here.
Nope.
Yeah, ladies, again, don't listen to that shit. I tell y'all every episode, stop listening to women. Because it's a woman. Make sure it's the right information. A man could give you the right information, and a woman could give you the wrong information. Okay? So cut the shit. I don't know why y'all act like it ain't idiots out here. And it is what it is. You know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Let's get in these comments, man. Y'all going crazy in the comments, huh? Where we at? I think I read that. No, you can't say banana pudding, bro. Kevin Samuels was the man. God rest his soul. Absolutely. Yeah, Jenny, put the link in the chat for that. I wasn't a Kevin Samuels fan, but he's right. Started in the 2000s, women have been getting fatter, especially black women, and by 2010, it was becoming the norm. Yep. Calorie denser food. Missed the size when I was in Jamaica. I was 170. Okay. Crazy that women were thinner and healthier when they just stayed home and took care of the kids. Time they started working outside the home, they started gaining weight. Uh-oh. This guy's crazy. There are so many women who don't want to lose weight because they don't want to lose the cheeks. And that's just ignorant. You're scared to lose weight. You got a high body fat percentage. You 45% body fat, 40% body fat. Your ass is going to get smaller, so you don't want to lose weight. So you'd rather be pre-diabetic or get type 2 diabetes. Fucking crazy. Their breath smells, that's wild, bro. When you try to get these women to be accountable and do better, they point to being sexualized as a flex. It's not. Being respected is a flex. Absolutely.
What?
And all women do is complain about men being perverts and sexualizing them, but soon as they get caught out on their weight, now they want to sexualize themselves. Backwards as hell. They're not walking, they're wilding like big-ass ducks. They start filling their fridge like Shirley Caesar. I've been saying women think dudes will do anything for cheeks, but it's really D that validates these women. It is. They lazy as hell. Men accept anything. It's better for the go-getters. We got too much leverage, bars. Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right, Brad Miller. Interesting point. Just join the chat and go through the comments. Y'all hilarious. Get after it, ladies. I travel 40 weeks. Yep. As being fat is not a flex in other cultures or countries, being healthy is. Yep. You're right, but it's a bunch of low-level dusty dudes they wouldn't date or hook up with. Exactly. You ain't lying. Out of the year, and I still find random tracks, and I'm always in the hotel gym. That's crazy, Jimmy. They gonna call you racist. If you're not drinking enough water, your breath tends to stink. Weight gain happens at work because of all the snacks, high sugar, coffee, and donuts. Ridiculous, man. And let's keep this thing going. What we got next? All right. Sorry, black women. We love y'all, but we still on y'all head.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Sorry. All right. We got this woman here. We always talk about why do women wait until the breakup to get in shape? Let's talk about it. Save my thoughts for after the video. Make sure I hit the like button for your boy, man. Where we at? Where we at?
Welcome back to A Day in My Life of Don't nothing get you back in the gym faster than when you break up with a nigga you weren't even with.
Don't nothing get you back in the gym faster than breaking up with a ninja you weren't even with.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Am I tripping, ladies? I'm never going to understand this logic, sorry.
You get into it with a nigga, you be so motivated. Ain't did nothing.
Sorry. You get into it with a ninja and you be so motivated. Not the way you look, not your health, not your energy, not your mental state, but getting into it with a ninja is going to get you in the gym and get you in shape.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Come on, y'all. Ladies, y'all got to be smarter than this, man. Y'all got to be.
In months, now you want to go work out. And dude, we just going to use the pain as motivation. I'm overdue for a fat ass anyway.
Oh, my God.
The way I had to pull over on the side of the road and throw up after this. On a more serious.
Concerned with ass.
Serious note. I haven't been doing anything besides going to work and going home.
And that's probably why he broke up with you. You're going to work, you're going home, you're not doing anything for your mental. Work probably stressing you. You probably taking your stress out on him. That's probably why he broke up. And he probably been telling you to go to the gym. Hey, babe, you got to get in the gym. I'm in the gym. He probably in the gym working out with his trainers, with his boys, with his workout group. And your ass sitting at home getting fat. Now you want to get in the gym. Now you about to get some easy buns to the ninjas in your DM. Oops, I didn't mean to say that. My bad. I didn't mean to say that. Oops.
It's been crushing my spirit. When I say I feel miserable. So I have to move my body anyway so I don't lose my mind. Just a gentle.
You probably already lost it. That's why he broke up with you.
A reminder to handle your business as soon as you get the chance. People gonna be who they is, and you can only trust a motherfucker.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
To be themselves.
And then ladies, damn, I'm on y'all head today. The comment section, all these women in there, yeah, yes, girl, in the gym after a breakup, snapback body, he gonna regret it. Why would y'all do that? Why wait until the breakup? Y'all understand that, listen, and I know y'all think I don't know shit because I'm a man, but listen, I literally deal with so many women on their periods, menopause, pregnancy, losing their fucking minds. I got to talk to them every week. I'm dealing with this shit. They tell me straight up, I don't know how I would do this shit without the gym. Women tell me that all the time. So I can only imagine what y'all be putting a ninja through. I'm just being honest.
Oh, and by the way, U-turns used to cost. They prohibited now. Love you, bye.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I mean, it's crazy, man. And this girl here, she don't have a bad physique. She's probably showing us this after she been in the gym for a while, I'm assuming, because she actually looked good in this video. But, I mean, it's crazy, man. Ladies, y'all got too many issues to not be in the gym. Like, there's different reasons for men to be in the gym, for women to be in the gym. But, ladies, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't even understand how you expect to have a successful relationship when you don't have a healthy outlet for things in your life when things get rough, right? You don't have something to you don't have some type of challenge physically, right? You don't have something for your brain. All you do is work and go home. What kind of life is that? You know what I mean? Like it's you got to be active. You got to be active. And as far as depression and any type of mental health issues, there's plenty of science that shows working out is the best thing for that. They got real scientific studies on it, man. So at this point in 2025, I just don't understand how you do nothing. And if you are going to do something, you do it after the relationship. I'm pretty sure the relationship would be better if you were in the gym. I'm pretty sure it would be. So men, y'all too, if y'all doing that dumb soft ass shit too, the same thing applies. Why the fuck you getting in shape after? Because she ain't gonna respect your fat ass. She ain't gonna respect your out of shape ass, especially if she goes to the gym. So anyway, yeah, we gotta tighten up, and it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know I gotta go. Let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco.
Where we at, man? Where we at in the comments? Marsha's shaking her head. I'm sorry, I'm not with all that N-word, this and slang these women like to use. How does that make sense? I don't know how that makes sense, bro. Was she in a relationship in her imagination or something? Yes. And a situationship. That's what she said. I don't understand. Why not take care of yourself and attract and not focus on a ninja? Our culture has a big problem and is over-sexualized. Consistency so underrated. You ain't cooking, you ain't cleaning, and you probably ain't sitting on it. Now you want to work on the cheeks? All right, bruh. Seth, you're out of here. Excessive harshness on the ladies. Nah, I'm playing, bruh. Nah, that's all facts, though. Real talk. Why does everything have to be about sex? So tiring. It really is tiring, man. This sounds like a voiceover from a 90s black rom-com. You're part of your client's therapy, Chris. Yeah, I am. I don't care what anybody says, bro. Like, yeah, say what you want about me, man. The amount of people I help with problems and shit, and I gotta be in the right mindset to hear their shit, and they be dumping their shit on me. So it's real, bro. It's real. What's going on, Gene? Black Friday flat screen, but all. Black Friday flat screen, but always going to be single and miserable. Sound like she argue and lack accountability.
Strike three, you're out.
You gotta go. Talking bad about black women. Breaking laws in this podcast. Nah, for real, she probably was driving that man crazy, though. Girl, you thought you ate that. You know how many lonely women out here. Ain't nobody trying to U-turn on you. More like your turn is over, Buki. yeah, she's cooked. She thought she said something profound, yet she left anyone who watched this video with common sense confused. Shaking my head. Yeah, I definitely was confused. Absolutely was confused, man. Anyway, make sure y'all hit the like button. We always talk about plus size women and dating options and shit. That you get better dating options when you lose weight. So this woman's going to talk about it, and let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
So there's something that I've noticed since I've lost the weight, and I don't want this to be taken the wrong way because I am not shaming anybody. For one, I used to be a thicker, bigger girl.
Uh-oh.
I was like 200 plus, literally.
Damn.
I'm now down to 160. God. And what I've noticed is it has opened up a different caliber of men.
Uh-oh. We said that.
That's not the flex that it sounds like.
Yes, it
don't
is.
Get me wrong. Stay right there. All I'm saying is, flex. Superficially, the Kevin Samuels of the world, when they used to say, you know, men go for a certain aesthetic when it comes to women. I used to always be like, oh, well, I still pull them. I'm a, you know, cute big
That's
girl.
That mindset. Ooh, ooh.
That's not that negating mindset. That is the truth. Men love thick women. They love the bigger women. Love us down, okay?
Stop the cap.
Let me tell you that. But there's a discriminatory element that comes with being a bigger woman.
Talk to
us. In general, just a woman in general that's a bit thicker and bigger in frame. Especially on dating sites. So this is where I came up with this. For instance, I recently logged into one of my old dating site accounts.
Come on, get to it.
And I'm not a dating site girly anymore. That used to be the thing. I haven't done it in years.
Get to
it. I was just bored one day and was like, you know what? Let me see what is tea
okay.
on these little sites or whatever. Only because I don't really get out much. So, and when I do get out, it's for work. And
girl, get to the point.
That I work with, and I keep myself very professional.
Get to the point, girl.
So, I did a little dating site for experimental purposes, and honestly, this is no lie.
Come on, land the plane.
The type of men that are in my likes and in my messages are the type of men that most women in the world would want to be attracted to them.
Okay.
And like I said, it's not the biggest flex because we are, no matter how people look.
All right, we're going to cut the story. She's taking too long, but anyway. Shout out to her for telling the truth. But basically, she just goes on to say that as she lost weight, her options got better. You get the gist of it. It's whatever we talk about on here, we have the proof. We bring the receipts. And I'm telling you this, man. Any of my guy friends, white, black, you know, that have things going for themselves that are successful, they don't prefer bigger women, right? Any of my mentors that are successful, that, you know, teach me, that I look up to, they don't prefer that. I'm just being honest. And the ninjas I know prefer it. No shade. Ain't ninjas I want to be like. They might be cool, you know, might love them, you know, love them like a brother. They might be in my family, love them because they're family, but it's not necessarily guys that I strive to be like. Just being honest, fellas, if I'm lying and you disagree, let me know in the comments. All right, this right here is, and I've had women personally come up to me and say, damn, since I lost weight, I got all types of ninjas. And I know this one shorty, she bad. I ain't going to hold you. She bad. She told me straight up. She was like, the amount of rich dudes that come up to her, which isn't necessarily a flex, but just better caliber men opposed to the bums that was coming up to her when she was overweight. So, I mean, y'all could do what y'all want, but it's real shit, man. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Colmena Seguros presenta Una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
Let's get back in these comments. Where we at? This is real talk. I talk a lot of ish, but chicks do like to confide in men. Chicks come to me with their business at work all the time. They don't even realize I'm a whole savage. That's crazy. Yeah, ladies, ladies, when y'all get comfortable around certain people, y'all just tell everything. They tell everything. I know a lot of stuff I don't need to know, but I know it. That's how I know what I'm talking about on this podcast. Brad Jensen and C. Marty. I did a good interview with Brad Jensen. Y'all go check that out. Watch, like, she looked like Beyonce and Austin Powers. I'm not going to lie. She can get it based on her current size. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Too thirsty. It took Kevin Samuels to die for everybody to see he was right the whole time. Salute to him. Shout out to that brother. That story was way too long. The biddies is biddying, though. That's crazy. You look better, your standards automatically goes. She was so scary trying to get to the point. And that's another thing with women. A lot of times when they're trying to make a point to, like, you know, say bigger women or black women or whatever the demographic is, their target audience, they try to dress it up and make it sound nice.
Nope.
Get straight to the point. Tell them they need to stop going to Popeyes.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeyes?
Tell them ankles too thick.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have Big Mama arms early.
She was doing the bird's hand thing. If you watch Whole Math, you know. Ah, Seth, come on, man.
Strike three, you're out.
Calling them hoes, you're out of here, buddy. It took less time to write the encyclopedia. If a big woman does get a dude she matches with online, she wants, he either messages her due to mass swiping and have better options, or they want easy P due to her being big. Wow, Wicked Scorpion, that's common sense.
Who's your common sense?
Makes sense to me. She need to join URL. Wow, Wig was rapping like shit.
C-Body!
Bruh, shut the fuck up, dog. Who found this man Spider-Mo, bruh? It's the same for men too. If you're not overweight, high quality women will flock to you. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a couple more factors, but yeah. Bums are intimidated by a well put together woman who has a lot going for her. They're more likely to say vulgar shit to ratchets that are skinny or fat. Yep. It took less time, man. Either when they're trying to make a, even when they're trying to make a point or they're stressed, they start rambling. You're right. She got that wig. That woman who can sing will wear. She looked like she can blow. Y'all crazy, man. Anyway, let's keep this thing going, man. I'm killing y'all. All right, bro. So a lot of the people that's been here for a while, a lot of the OGs, Brown Baldy, Tasha, maybe a few of y'all. I don't know if y'all remember, but a while back, I got into it with this guy on TikTok. I posted about a former NBA player, Raymond Felton. He went back to, like, a, you know, an alumni event for, you know, New York Knicks players. And Raymond Felton was fat as hell. He played in the league for like 15 years. He got fat as fuck. And I basically was like, yo, you played at the highest level. You got access to nutritionists, strength and conditioning coaches, and you let yourself go. You know, I'm not a fan of this because it's a lot of guys who let themselves go who don't have the same access to those things you had. Pretty much that's what I said. This TikTok creator got online, looked up my basketball stats, said I'm not a pro bodybuilder, so I'm not a real personal trainer, all this shit. And of course, you know, I try to explain to people, like, yo, I work out to be fit and for health purposes. Of course, they don't listen. Oh, my bad. Of course, they don't listen.
Nope.
Now, this same ninja that called me out is talking about he working out for health purposes.
Nope.
Let's check it out, man. Watch the switch up. This is how I be killing these these content creators out here, man, make sure y'all hit the like button, man.
Dog, I'm done with the days of lifting heavy, pushing all that weight, you know what I'm saying? Eating 1.5, 2 grams of protein per body pound, pound of body weight. I'm, you know, you're chugging, right? Eating all these seven.
But was talking all that shit to
six
me.
Meals a day, drinking a casein shake before bed.
That's doing too much.
Taking out, like, those days are done, bro. I done been the nigga lifting 4-5 plates, benching this, and I done been that guy carrying around 250, 260 pounds. And
when I told him I'm not doing that shit, it was a problem. Now everybody want to be lighter now. Everybody want to be fit now. Everybody want to do high rocks now. But when I said this shit, it wasn't cool. And Kiar, no, that he did not cook me. I for sure cooked him. I will bring up the receipts if I have to. Hold up, my bad. Here we go.
Dog, I'm on my aesthetic era. Like, trying now to just be healthy and just aesthetically pleasing looking. Yeah. Okay, I'm too old to be in there tossing up all that weight and motherfucking ego.
Yeah, I called his ass a big back. Now he want to be aesthetic when I was calling him a big back.
Lifting and trying to prove. I ain't got. I done made it all the way up to like 160 pound dumbbells for reps on incline and shit before. Like that. Stop the cap. Bruh, I'm not. I'm done. Because you can only get so motherfucking big. And then when you get so big and shit, your joints get to hurting and shit. You're shitting and farting and you're gassy all day because you're chugging all this protein and eating all this food. You know? Then you're checking the time because you got to get a meal. Like, I'm not doing no shows. I'm a regular ass dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And now that I'm older, I just want to be able to be healthy looking.
You get the gist of it, man.
You get the gist of it, bro. This guy stinks.
You get the gist of it. So, yeah, man, it's just crazy. You know, it's being fit is going to, that's going to be the best option for you. Now, I'm not telling you not to be strong. I'm not telling you not to lift. I'm not telling you to not want to put on muscle because I have goals of putting on muscle, right? I'm lifting super heavy now. I'm in like a lean bulk phase, you know. But as you age and you want to do that stuff, I got to do way more mobility, way more stretching, way more warming up. A lot of guys don't do that. So now they want to be, oh, yeah, I'm trying to get lighter now. And it's just best to train like an athlete. If you want to do bodybuilding, that's cool. You should still do some athletic and functional things. That's all I was trying to say. That's it. But listen, I'm not going to come here and lie to y'all because I've done all the phases. Like I've trained like everything. I've done all types of training, man. And, you know, doing some type of athletic work, having lower body fat is scientifically proven to be healthier for you. You're going to feel better and you're going to look better. So it's just funny how all these guys that was talking shit be switching up a couple years later. But C. Marty Fit is the source, and C. Marty, the source, don't forget nothing. But that was crazy to me. If the old me would have responded to that, but I'm cool. I ain't got time. I'm really not trying to get in any more internet beefs unless I absolutely have to. And this ain't one of those times. And it is what it is. And you know I'm gonna tell the truth. And you know I gotta go. Let's get in these comments. Out of Wicked Scorpion, Spider Mo, and Seth, who's been arrested the most? Probably Spider Mo. He was mad because I was talking about an NBA player from South Carolina who let himself go. And I said he had access to strength and conditioning coaches and nutritionists that most people don't. So he shouldn't be letting himself go. That's what I said. I'm 34. I'm still lifting weights, doing cardio, mobility. Granted, I'm rehabbing myself right now, but I'm still stronger than the average lifter and still in the prime of my life. But yeah, that's why I was saying, you know, as you get older, the warming up aspect, the mobility, the stretching, all that stuff plays a factor. Most guys are not doing that, so they end up getting injuries, and they can't lift as heavy, you know. And I've had my share as well. You know, I'm included in that as well. And I know what it takes to function at that level for a long time. Most guys ain't doing that. These fucking be dropping at the wrong time. Oh, my bad, bro. I've seen like Mike before. He needs to go watch those Kevin Samuels. Oh, Light Mike. He needs to go watch those Kevin Samuels shows where he told dudes to cut their hair. Tired of ninjas in their 30s looking like studs. Now, Now, granted, I had braids earlier this year, and not that I don't like them, not that I really give a fuck what anyone thinks about me, but the shortcut is a more professional look for black men. It is. It just is. I mean, I'm not, you call me a coon if you want to, but it's just a fact. It's a fact. And I'm sure haircuts look better on white folks and Hispanic folks too, opposed to the long hair when you're talking about professionals. I'm just being honest. I'm a political prisoner. I'd be getting arrested for telling the truth. You're going to be more agile and quick also if things pop off. Can't do that being heavy. That's facts. A lot of these fitness influencers said I was extra in my viral videos, but then started trying to do the same shit I do. Yeah, that's why I don't pay attention to these people trolling on the internet, bro. It's crazy. At my age, really got to make time to warm up. It's annoying, but has to be done. Yep. I don't ego lift anymore. Now I just lift enough to be able to lift your girl. Exactly. I'm 41, dog in the gym. I don't be trying to hit him. Sorry, excuses. Haircut, just turn you to Kenan and Kale. Hey, Spider-Mo, you one thing about Spider-Mo, you take care of your dreads though, bro. So you cool, bro. A lot of ninjas don't take care of their dreads.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Looking dusty.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Anyway, man, let's keep it going. What we got next? We got a doctor saying obesity isn't healthy. Hit the like button. Let's check this video out.
Preposterous is it when an obese individual makes a claim boldly that they're healthy from an MD's perspective?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well,
facts.
Is it physically possible?
No.
Is it biological?
We got a doctor on here saying it's not physically possible to be obese and healthy. Now, when I said it, they tried to get me kicked out the gym. They tried to cancel me. I got trolls talking shit on post about my mother. We got a doctor saying it, but it's just bad when I say it. It's bad when the black man says it. It's bad when the trainer says it. Oh, okay. Now I'm speaking Ebonics. It's crazy.
Biologically possible.
No. When someone says this, I always tell them, can you point to me a 90-year-old that's 300 pounds?
Nope.
Just show me. Nope. Show me a 90-year-old, a 95-year-old that's 275 pounds. It doesn't exist.
I don't even think you can in the 70s.
It doesn't exist. No, it doesn't exist. But however, you can find plenty of skinny old men that are 98 years old and they buck 25 and walking around.
Yeah. Less body fat.
It is not compatible with biology. I mean, it's just facts.
Shout out to this doctor here. Dom DeMarco, Marco. It's all facts, man. Like I always say, just the simple concept of excess fat being toxins in our body, and the more you have, the unhealthier you have. The more excess fat you have means the more toxins you have. It's not fucking healthy. So for someone to be, you know, a personal trainer or someone to be a fitness influencer or a fitness enthusiast, and they have a high body fat percentage, it just makes absolutely no sense. It's working backwards. It's an oxymoron.
Nope.
All right. So I'm just saying I'm not telling you to have lower than 10% body fat. I don't have lower than 10% body fat. I'm probably like 15% right now, maybe a little less. You know, some people are more. But if you have a lot, you should either be working to get it off or just knowing what range is a healthy range for you. But just walking around with all this body fat and, you know, labeling it as comfortable and, you know, checking off a box saying, well, I go to the gym. I'm telling you, man, this shit gonna catch up to you eventually, right? And, you know, even the guy we watched a couple weeks ago, you know, dude was probably, what, 280, 290, 300 pounds and running, doing a high rocks race, but that doesn't make you healthy, bro. You still got all this excess fat on you. So is it impressive? Absolutely. But you got to take care of yourself, man. You know, in America, we got this mindset where we just, you know, we set low expectations for ourselves and we can honestly get better. And when we get better, we get healthier. It's a scientific fact and it is what it is. And you know, I'm gonna tell the truth and you know, I got it. Dom DeMarco, Marco. Where we at, man? Just like it's impossible to have big back trainers, it's impossible to have a big back who is healthy. Absolutely. Humans are not supposed to be the size of furniture. Nope. I think dreads are cool in the celebration of our culture, but dudes walking around with plaits and braids like babies, but their 30s is played out. you don't look like you got a day job. Yeah, man. I had to cut my shit, bro. Anyway, what we got next, man? We got personal trainers should be in shape following this video. Let's check it out, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button for your boy. We're going to keep it going. Best fitness podcast out.
If you're a personal trainer, you need to understand that your body is your resume. And when people click on your page, they're looking for your physique first.
Facts.
And they're going to make that snap judgment. Do you have a good physique or not? Because here's the thing. If you look like you walk the walk and you have a good physique, that person instantly trusts your knowledge because
you're going to get clients. And I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't care what these fat trainers are telling you they're making. One, they're probably lying.
Stop the cap.
Everybody's rich on the internet nowadays. But most people who want a trainer are smart enough to know, hey, I know where I'm at. I don't like where I'm at. I want to improve. Naturally, they want to learn from someone who's better than them. See, I'm going to stop fucking lying.
Because you have that body. You can help them get there. If they look at your page and they see nothing but mid,
facts.
Why would they book with you?
Facts.
Why would they think that you know anything? It doesn't matter if you have those 6 certifications after your name. There goes that client.
Nobody
cares.
They're
going to find somebody that...
Honestly, as a trainer, after a certain level, they don't... Certifications don't matter. Clients do not care about your certifications. They care about results. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a certification because you absolutely should have one. But to stay in this game for a long time, you got to be knowledgeable. You got to know how to talk to people. You got to be good with people. It has nothing to do with just certifications. An idiot can get a certification. A lot of these idiots y'all see on the news doing stupid shit have degrees. Master's degrees, some of them. We all know people with a master's degree, that's an idiot. The same applies to fitness. Okay? And if you're a fat fuck with a bachelor's of science in exercise science, nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck.
It looks like they know what they're talking about. So, unfortunately, vain industry that you chose to be a part of, but you are selling a...
If you don't like it, don't become a fitness coach.
Look, and in part of that, you have to look the part. If you don't look the part, do not be surprised that your books are empty and your phone is quiet.
Absolutely. It only makes sense, man. And, you know, I've gotten clients just off of people, you know, being like, hey, I want to look like you. I want to be able to do that. Just I've gotten clients off of that. So you got to be fit in this industry. And like I said, they're trying to taint the industry and bring this body positivity shit over here. But people got to stand on business. And I'm not going to sit here and lie. I'm not going to conform to this bullshit. And that's why a lot of people don't like me, because I keep it 100, right? Sometimes you got to be the lone wolf. You got to be the wolf standing alone by yourself. I'm not rocking with that because I know how being in shape has benefited my business. I know how being...
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.
The shape has made me a great podcaster. Not trying to toot my own horn, but I promise you, if I was some out of shape dude, I wouldn't be able to do the podcast as long. If I was some out of shape dude, I wouldn't be able to be as consistent on the podcast. Think about it. I'm here even though I don't be at the same time every week. Even though I be messing up sometimes.
Nope.
You can pretty much bet I'm going to be here. Friday and Wednesday, I'm here at the same time every day. Sunday, I'm not. Right? That comes from being in shape, holding myself accountable, being disciplined, planning my day, having non-negotiables, telling people no. That all comes from being fit. I wasn't born like that, but being active, being in the gym, getting in shape has contributed to that. So that's why we're here. Now, if I don't have these skills, how am I going to teach someone these skills? If I don't live these out in my own life, it makes absolutely no sense. Cut the bullshit. And it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got it. Dom the Monko. Where are we at, Maya? We got drinks before that? The only place I can think of that had fat trainers was Export, and everyone knows that is a low-level gym. I've heard that about Export. I've never been there, but I haven't heard good things about them. And a lot of them in this area have actually, they're mostly in Virginia. A lot of them gone out of business. They've been bought by LA Fitness and other locations. It's just like everything. Lead by example. Do what I do is better than do as I say. It's hypocritical to train and get people healthy and you're not. Look the part. Simple concept. She's right. Fat trainers only attract fat people who don't want to get in shape. It would be like if you hired a sobriety coach who was like quarter brick, half a brick, a whole brick, A. Bro, what is wrong with y'all, man? There's a lot of socially awkward people with bachelor's, master's, and maybe even a PhD. Absolutely, man. It's some dumb.
I'm a PhD.
There's some dumb people out here with degrees. And another thing about being in shape, man, two of my new clients, bruh, when I tell you, being in shape sets a standard for your business. Two of the new clients I got are some straight dogs. I haven't had people start at this high of a fitness level in a long time. Give me 3 months with them. They're going to be straight beast mode. I didn't mean to press that. Straight beast mode. You're a fat trainer. You're going to attract low-level clients. I've seen it. I've seen fat trainers, and I've seen their clientele. Very low level. Oh, man. The only exceptions to that rule that I know is Terrence Crawford, boxing coach. Yeah, so specific sport training and skill training is different than trying to get 9 to 5 regular everyday guy or girl in shape. It's not the same. When you're an out of shape sport specific coach, you're training someone who already has discipline. They already have work ethic. You're teaching them skill. You're teaching them defense. You're teaching them offense. You're teaching them technique, right? It's totally different. Has nothing to do with that. And Terrence Crawford, yeah, he has the boxing coach, but he has a different strength and conditioning coach. His strength and conditioning coach is not a fat fuck. I seen a dude on Instagram. So we're talking about different things. I love when people say that. I love when people do that. Just like Lizzo found out, all that body positivity stuff just attracted big background dancers who sued her for workplace discrimination. She ain't been the same since. She ain't been the same. Yeah, that was a crazy story to come out. Get your Sunday time slot consistent, brother. I will eventually. I used to work for LA Fitness, and even LA Fitness had some better gyms to Export. I hate LA Fitness. Do you think Audie Crook should lose weight before her college and more than likely NBA basketball career is over? She's 6'2", and it's definitely giving her an advantage. We'll see in the pros. I mean, I just, that shit could work in college. You know, the girl, she's overweight. The girl is super talented. She can get away with it in college. Is she going to get away with that on Aaliyah Boston and Asia Wilson? I don't think so. That pro level bump is different, right? And the only reason she's getting away with it in college is because she's super skilled. Her skill level is higher than most of these other big men she's playing against, these other power forwards and centers. But when she gets to the A, it's different. I know y'all make fun of Angel Reese. Is she going to be cooking Angel Reese? Now, Angel Reese might miss some layups, but Shorty can play defense and rebound. Is she gonna be bullying Angel Reese? And y'all know Angel Reese be fouling too. So it'll be interesting, bro. It'll be interesting. Man, I need to do my sports podcast, man. I need to do my sports podcast. Especially with that whole Klay Thompson situation. Never mind. Let me shut up. I think I asked you this before. What you mean by athletic workouts? I'm thinking about switching things up. I mean, there's not one definition. It depends on your fitness level. It could be running, it could be jogging, it could be box jumps, it could be row machine, just any type of plyometric, some calisthenics, athletic movements, you know, that challenge your body and, you know, challenge that central nervous system and make you work hard. That's pretty much it, what your fitness level will allow. What is the percentage of intermediate and advanced clients you attract compared to novice clients? I've rarely, bro, most of my clients are advanced. One, because of my coaching style, because of my content, and they see me working out. So they see me getting after it. That's why I'm posting way more of my workouts now. They see me getting after it. They're like, I want to learn from him. He's getting to it, right? And it's just, it makes my life easier. So, you know, I had the phase where I had the beginners and the people who can't put the alcohol down and people who not really committed, man. When I tell you, everybody now, I give them a meal plan, they follow it. Right? I ask them to do however many reps, they do it. They might complain a little bit. They might look at me like I'm crazy, but, like, I've never trained this many dogs at once. Like, I got some dogs in my groups, so, yeah. I mean, it makes a difference. I need to talk about that on the post. A lot of personal trainers got trainers, absolutely. And I don't have trainers. I don't necessarily have a trainer now, but I have a mentor who I go to. You know, I tell him stuff, ask him questions. He's a legend, so he guides me. And then a couple of my bros I work out with, y'all know Tune. Tune, I push Tune. Tune pushes me. Then I got another set of guys I work out with. I'm going to post some content with them. I just recorded some yesterday. They pushing me as well. I mean, just like, you got to get with people who are going to push you. So, and I can't be out here talking all this shit and not pushing myself. Spider-Mo, you got to stop airing out C. Marty talking about how he ain't got no job. Every time he try to do a little P90X, here you go, calling him broke. I don't got no job. You still ain't came over to my side of calling Angel Reese Shea Butter, Draymond Green. Oh, Shea Butter, Draymond Green is insane. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
I missed what you said, Marty. I was just saying the athletic workouts, it depends on your fitness level, so. Any type of athletic movement, running, jumping, jogging. It could be walking incline for some people. It just depends on you, but just to get your body moving. Angel Reese only good at catching rebounds from her own bricks. That's good, Chris. For a lot of other trainers, their highest amount of clients are novices. You're probably not at a certain point you can attract more serious lifters in your niche. I appreciate that, bro. I'm liking the vlogs of you and Tunji. Yeah, it's a lot more dropping, too. I got a lot more on the way. Seth, I was just letting Marty know it was free turkeys on Bennett Road. Hey. Anyway, man, we got one more video. And we're going to get up out of here. We're going to talk about gym culture real quick. We got this lady who she put her tripod in front of the dumbbell section. Let's check it out and see what y'all think. He picked the wrong girl to be rude to at the gym. Let's check it out.
Not a great place to be.
So he tells her it's not a great place to be.
What'd you say? Not a great place to be.
And I agree. Look at her getting all aggressive. Look at Karen. Look at Karen Jenny getting aggressive. Somebody tell Karen Jenny to chill out.
You could have just said, excuse me. Okay, so wait, being rude, I got this.
Tripod people got to know, listen, you're going to, either people going to walk in your video or they're going to knock it down. People trying to put dumbbells back. They trying to get on with their day. That's a bad place to put a damn tripod.
Being rude to me is better? I bet you wouldn't say that to a guy.
So watch this.
Would you?
Bet you wouldn't
Why
say it
to
a guy.
Why do you say it to my husband?
So now she calls her simp husband.
She's not in the way.
Oh.
Look at this one.
Oh.
What's wrong? Nothing now because the guy said something?
You'll
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
And this is a lot of things I don't like. Of course, obviously, I don't like the tripod in the way, right? That's not a place to put your tripod in front of the fucking dumbbells. And have I done it before? Yes. But I leave enough space. If I got my tripod in front of the dumbbells, there's more than enough space for people to walk through, put their thing there, and walk away. It's more than enough space, number one. Number two, ladies, listen up. When you have a dispute with a man, that's okay. All right. As long as the guy doesn't put his hands on you, because he's going to get in trouble if he puts his hands on you. The guy's in trouble. Don't hit him first, because now you're giving him, especially if there's cameras there, you're giving him a reason to put his hands on you. You might get mollywopped, right? And then don't bring another man into it, because now when it's two men clashing like that, now a fight is bound to happen. We're at the gym. We're not there to fight. And shit can escalate quickly when it's a man versus a man. So ladies, don't call your simp to come crash out on another man. I'd never like that shit. Fellas can attest to this. I think one of y'all asked me about this. If you've been in a situation where your shorty chop, get you to fight another dude, insane, bro. I'm not going to jail for no chick. So that's why you got to choose wisely. Unless you're getting your ass whooped. Unless you're getting your ass whooped, I'm not fighting no ninja for you. It's just not happening. That is not smart. And ladies, y'all gotta be careful with that shit. And some dudes will crash out. Some dudes will fight for you. I'm not him. So don't do that shit. And I tell women that straight up. I'm like, don't argue with no man. Don't do nothing. All right, we could just walk away. If it can't get handled talking, we gonna walk away. But that right there is a bad move on her part. She dead wrong, and then she called her husband to help. And that's why dude walked away and just kept doing his workout. Because shit could escalate quickly, especially in the gym, pre-workout, high testosterone, ninjas on steroids, all types of shit. So just be careful with that. Anyway, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got it. Let's get in these comments. Have you ever dealt with a client where there was a language barrier? If so, was it annoying after a while, or did you use a translator or translating app? Nah, I never had that. But if you use a translating app, you know, you should be fine, man. You know, if you can tell her where she's wrong and you can model the exercises, you should be fine, bro. You know, as long as they have a brain and they use it, they should be able to pick up on what you're correcting. You know what I mean? Hey, pancake ass, get out the fucking way. Be considerate. Lipo-filled Karen needs to chill. She's in the wrong. Yep. She put the tripod there on purpose for a viral moment. That's why a lot of them gyms stop allowing recording. I agree. It can bring issues. It can definitely bring issues. I already know she's from the East Coast and she's Italian. Italian women can get real expressive like ghetto black women and ghetto Latinas. Yep. And so can them Eastern Europeans. Man, if she don't take her old Real Housewife of New Jersey head ass on somewhere. You're probably right. And Joey Swole probably reacted to this. Yeah, he did. I'm not going to check because I don't want Joey's vids appearing on my feed. Yeah, he reacted to it. Girl, if you don't. Oh, my bad.
No, did it.
Boy, if you don't.
She on PEDs, yep. She wanted to be tough because her man was there. But you never know who got the pew-pew in the duffel bag. That's another thing. You bring your man into it and somebody got a gun. Then your man gets shot. He's gone. And now you hopping on another D. Oops. My bad. I didn't mean to say that. Teresa ain't got nothing but legs running her back, but she got lip filler. She about to get her husband in some shit. Everybody ain't trying to throw knuckles. Some bambas lit in a different iron. Do you recommend walking for a while before trying to do runs? I recommend doing some walking and doing some dynamic stretching. Open them hips up, stretch your hamstrings, stretch your calves, stretch your quads, all of that shit before running, you know. People sleep on running as you age. That shit ain't the same. And I know ain't no ninja putting his cape on for a long back. Eastern European women are beautiful, but some of them really hood. Duckface Karen clearly doesn't care about her husband if she's going to get him into a situation he could get killed or effed up. Absolutely agree. Not a fan of that shit at all. And another bomb episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. That was a great episode. That was a great episode, man. Go ahead, follow my social media. See Marty Finn on Instagram, TikTok, X. See Marty Finn on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. LessBrunchesMoreCrunches.com for the gear. Or you can cop the gear from my YouTube, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And like I said, we'll be live again Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on the next one. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you got to share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest, coldest slogan in fitness. And you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.
Colmena Seguros presenta una historia imparable.
Cuando uno de mis trabajadores sufrió un accidente en la empresa, sentí miedo. Pensaba en él, en su familia y en todo lo que podía pasar. Pero la verdad, ese miedo duró poco, porque Colmena Seguros estuvo a nuestro lado, guiándonos y acompañándonos para que la recuperación fuera más rápida. Hoy mi empresa sigue adelante, con la tranquilidad y respaldo de Colmena.
Colmena Seguros, la aseguradora de las empresas que no paran de salir adelante.
Vigilado Superintendencia Financiera de Colombia. Colmena Seguros, una empresa de Fundación Grupo Social.